The Ford F-150 truck helps you get the job done in the smartest way possible. New features like the available Pro Access tailgate improves access to bed and cargo, including when towing a trailer, so it's easier to load in tight spaces. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Find your local Ford dealer at Ford.com. Pro Access tailgate available starting spring 2024. See owner's manual for important operating instructions. Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, the landlord of the House of Hardcore, the heart and soul of professional wrestling, Tommy Dreamer, and I talk about the deepest cuts in pro wrestling. Those moments and memories that you're most emotionally attached to. I give you mine. Speaking of emotional, we speak to Mia Yim just days before her big match with Mickey James at Bound for Glory. Also, I got a big announcement for the Busted Open Nation. We do that right now on the Busted Open Podcast. When you talk about TV wrestling, maybe the darkest day in the history of pro wrestling will forever be known as Black Saturday, July 14th, 1984.
Well, I'm 13, and so are you.
Yep.
And, or 12. And,
well, it was the day before my 13th birthday.
Oh, gosh, I wish it happened on your birthday. It would have ruined everything.
It's the day before my 13th birthday.
Well, it was a thing, but here's how I look at this. I didn't understand that was going on. And it, for me, I was just like, wait, George Championship Wrestling's on, but wrestling was on. So I was okay with it. Later, I understand it. And that's growing up as an adult. I understand what the hell actually happened. So this,
well, let me explain, Tommy, for those who don't know, and there's probably a lot of people that obviously know about, and it is called Black Saturday. And that was the day that Vince McMahon and the WWF took over the time slot that was always occupied for years and years by Georgia Championship Wrestling. And let's tell a little bit of a backstory here, Tommy. Obviously, Vince McMahon Jr., took over the WWF from his father, Vince McMahon Sr. And there was always, like, Tommy, and always jump in and correct me if I'm wrong, there was always a code of ethics when it came to pro wrestling organizations, and that is there was the territory days, and they stayed in their territory. And it was kind of like an agreement with all the promoters that they would stay within their territory. I'm correct so far. Right.
Yep. Also, if you did try to do it, and they were as people that did it, it was kind of like the mafia. You're at war and you crossed into the territory and now you're at straight up war.
Now, Vince McMahon, when he took over the organizations from his father and against his father's wishes as well, he wanted to go national with the WWF product. And listen, if you look back on it, probably the smart thing to do with cable TV really becoming as prevalent as it did in the mid-80s, it was probably the right thing to do to go national with the WWF product. Now, what he was able to do, Tommy, is he was able to get WWF programming on the USA cable network. It was Southeast Championship Wrestling, and then he was able to take over the time slot and expand on that time slot by
Southwest.
I'm thinking, I apologize. I thought of the airline for a second. But he took over that time slot and even expanded programming on the USA cable network. So he figured, let me take over WTBS, and then I would have control of the two major cable networks, WTBS and USA. He He went to Ted Turner. Ted Turner said absolutely not. Ted Turner did not want WWF programming on WTBS. So what he did is that he tried to buy Georgia Championship Wrestling. And there was Jack and Jerry Briscoe, Josh Barnett, and Ole Anderson that were in charge of Georgia Championship Wrestling at that time. Am I correct
Josh
so
Barnett,
far?
No. Wrong name. Jim Barnett.
Jim Barnett, sorry. Jim Barnett, Jack and Jerry Briscoe, and Ole Anderson. Now, Ole Anderson did not want to sell his shares, but he was able to get Jim Barnett, Jack and Jerry Briscoe to sell their shares, and he was able to buy it. And because the business was booming, but they felt like Ole Anderson was cheating them out of money. So they gladly sold their shares to Vince McMahon, and he took over that 6:05 time slot. And the first episode of WWF programming was on July 14th, 1984.
The first failure for Vince, if you think about it, because it didn't get over.
It did not
fans,
get over.
Fans like a young David LaGreca were up in arms.
Yes.
And kind of the company fizzled away, and they brought back Georgia Championship Wrestling, which that whole Georgia Championship Wrestling, which was a staple back then, was also in flux because of the passing of one of the owners before. And it was... a lot of controversy, but television was key for all these acquisitions, kind of sort of how it is today. We're talking about acquisitions, mergers. But for you, David, this particular moment, like what?
I mean, think about it. I'm so flustered now as I'm talking. I called Jim Barnett, Josh Barnett, who's the, you know, the fighter. And I said, you know, Southeast Championship Wrestling instead of Southwest Championship Wrestling. I'm getting all emotional even now as I talk about it.
But can you remember how you were then? Because I'm
I put on pro wrestling at 6:05, expecting to see Gordon Solie and Georgia Championship Wrestling, I saw WWF wrestling, which made it even more difficult to swallow, Tommy, was that it was all matches I had seen before. It was canned matches from other shows that we had seen weeks prior on WWF program. It wasn't unique, you know, original matches that we were seeing. Case in point, you said it was a flop. It was. The ratings tanked for WWF programming at 6:05. Ted Turner then put other pro wrestling content on. Ole Anderson put a new version of Georgia Championship Wrestling at 9:05 in the morning. And then also he got Mid-South Wrestling to be on, I think it was at 5:05 on Saturday afternoons. And both those shows almost doubled the ratings of WWF programming at 6:05. So knowing that Vince McMahon, knowing that, all right, this was the wrong move, it tanked, it was still prime real estate, he wound up selling the time slot to Jim Crockett for $1 million, Tommy, and then he used those funds to support his idea of the first ever WrestleMania. So the landscape of pro wrestling completely changed on July 14th, 1984.
When I heard that soundbite, you know who I was also mad at? Big time?
Freddie Miller.
Big time.
Freddie Miller, the turncoat Freddie Miller.
First of all, welcoming Vince aboard. I'm going to be like, Vince probably would have said, you'll be gone in a week, pal.
And he was. Poor Freddie Miller. Now, Paul said there's a mystery caller that has just called in. So let's go. I have no idea who this is. So who is the mystery caller live on the line? Hello.
Well, hello, boys. How are you?
How are you?
I'm here on hold waiting for you to finish talking about Freddie Miller in 1984. Just so I could say hello and say I miss you all so, so much. Do you know who it is yet, David?
Yes, of course we know who it is. How are you, Mickey? We miss you.
What are Wednesdays without me?
Wait, see this too. Is the problem. When you're away, me and Tommy start to play, and we're talking about pro wrestling from 1984 and Freddie Miller. We wouldn't be talking about this today, Mickey, if you were here.
No, you probably would not. You would probably would not, because I would have had to do a whole wrestling history lesson prior to the show. So I didn't, you know, wasn't completely ignorant to everything that you guys are talking about right now, because I was just a little baby wrestling fan then. Oh, and I didn't understand all of those ins and outs, you know.
Nikki, where the hell are you?
I'm actually at Nick's mom's house. We are our last day here in the UK before I fly home tomorrow to New York. And then Nick and Donovan go home to Nashville while I drive from JFK to Albany. Because, you know, it's the stop on the last rodeo. And I see my friend Mia Yim is coming on later. Or was she already on? What's the time?
No, she's coming on. She's coming on in about 45 minutes.
Oh, yay. Well, I can't wait to hear what she has to say. I'm very excited about the match this weekend at Bound for Glory with her. So,
and Nikki, let me ask you
for, go ahead. I can't wait for Nick's mom to see the long distance call.
I was going to say. That's
well,
what
I'm calling
say.
From my own cell phone.
Who used the cell? Who used the telly?
That was going to be my question, Tommy. I was like, when you refer to Nick's mom, do you have to say mom when referring to Nick's mom, Mickey?
I do, and I think I've only actually called her by her given name a couple of times, and which has always been weird because I just felt weird. Like, it was so, I'm like, well, what do I say? Do I say Helena, which is a beautiful name? And I'm like, oh, I feel weird calling her Helena. I was like, I'm just going to call her mom. And so I've called her mom and Nick's dad probably since the first time I met them when Nick and I were only dating.
By the way, Tommy, the telly is the television set, not the phone.
Yeah, who cares? Well, in the UK, they're more advanced. You can talk on this telephone on the TV.
Right.
You're crazy.
It's going to be hell of a time when she gets that bill from the television.
Well, I'll text you later.
All right, Mickey, thank you.
It's expensive text, so make sure you text me back. Okay.
I will text you. Thank you, Mickey.
Love you guys. Thank you.
Love you too.
All right.
Mickey James.
Bye.
Every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with an American Home Shield warranty. Unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or a faulty water heater won't break the bank with an American Home Shield warranty. Because covered repairs and replacements are taken care of. Choose a plan that works for you and your budget, and then it's simple. When a covered item in your home breaks, contact American Home Shield, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix it or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. Right now, you can take 20% off. Go to ahs.com/bustedopen now to save 20%. That's ahs.com/bustedopen for 20% off any plan. American Home Shield. Don't worry. Be warranted. See ahs.com/contract for coverage details, including limit amount, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
If you missed anything this week on Mad Dog Sports Radio, I got you covered. It's Mike Babchick's Morning After, where we play back the best clips of the week and recap in a way you have never heard before. It's a roast like no other, and no one is safe. Not Mad Dog, not anyone. This is a Morning After walk of shame you actually won't regret. You can find Mike Babchick's Morning After on SiriusXM, Pandora, Stitcher, or anywhere you get your podcasts. Don't forget to follow the show so you never miss an episode.
Tommy, I have a big announcement for the Busted Open Nation. Okay. Effective today, Tommy. I have signed a new 3-year deal with SiriusXM. So, Tommy, 3 more years of Busted Open on SiriusXM. 3 more years of Busted Open on SiriusXM Satellite Radio. That means 3 more years of this show live Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern Time. And, of course, the Busted Open podcast. So,
well,
3
awesome.
More years.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, Tommy.
Sure, you true pro wrestler. That means I get to compare your contract to mine. And then I have the Kevin Nash deal where I get bumped up in pay once you get your deal. So it benefits me as well. So thank you for that.
Of course, it benefits everybody. And I have a lot of people to thank because first and foremost, this wouldn't happen without the Busted Open Nation. I can't tell you how important the nation is, how strong the nation is. We had a big meeting yesterday. We have a lot more new content that we're going to deliver to the Busted Open Nation. We want this brand to become bigger and bigger. So first, before I thank anybody else, Tommy, I have to thank the Busted Open Nation, because without the nation, there would be no Busted Open.
Agreed. 100%.
So I want to thank you, Tommy, Mark, Bully, Mickey, Thunder, all the hosts, Ryan McNichol. I want to thank him as well. He does a tremendous job on Saturdays. I want to thank all of you guys that have put your time and effort into hosting these shows Monday through Saturday.
It's a great team effort, but you're the guy who created the show, and a brand new contract well-deserved.
I want to thank Rick Whitney, who's my guy that helped me through a lot of tough times where I didn't think this was going to be possible, but because of his wisdom, we moved forward. Our new boss, Eddie Bersilli, big boss man, Eddie Bersilli, love you. Mother Marissa, who's mothering, and she's been a big supporter. And, of course, our team of Gabby and Andre and Paul, and our past team of, you know, Alex Metz and so many, Mike Riker and Doug Mortman and Andy King, who have been so instrumental in getting this show live on the air. 3 more years, and we have a great team. I think Paul, Andre, Mike Tomczak, who does a phenomenal job with the video. Thanks to Mike. So thank you all for being such a great family. You're not just coworkers. You're not just friends. You're family. And I want to thank everybody.
Do you know what I'm thinking about right now?
What?
That if this contract wasn't signed, we would have our own Black Saturday if we came on the air and you weren't there.
No, it'd be like you would have like RJ Clifford. Like RJ Clifford would be like, people would tune in to Busted Open. It's 9 a.m. Eastern time. Got to tune in. And then you hear RJ Clifford. And then, no, scratch that. It's 9 a.m. Eastern time, right? Mm-hmm. Turn on the radio. And there's Ryan McNichol. And Ryan McNichol's like, oh, man, it's great to be here. You know, it's 9:05 on a Wednesday morning. Let me bring in RJ Clifford, and he's going to tell you the biggest news on the world of MMA. And we're going to be live with you, me and RJ Clifford, every morning from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern time right here on Busting It Wide Open. Monday through Saturday. That's what it would be like. And people would be cursing, you know, Ryan would be the new Freddie Miller. Ryan would be Freddie Miller.
Oof, that'd be great. That's what I'm thinking about.
Awesome. And it could be RJ Clifford. Again, they do a phenomenal job on the other shows. Or it could be Jimmy Smith, or it could be, you know, the commish, Randy Gordon, fill in the blank. But it would be Ryan that would be the Freddie Miller of this show.
Wonder who he'd welcome in. Interesting.
Would it be RJ Clifford? Would it be Jimmy Smith? Would it be Randy Gordon? Who knows? Or could it be somebody else from the outside? Like, I don't know. Who would it be?
I don't know.
But you know what, Tommy? It's not going to happen. You know why?
Because you just signed a brand new 3-year
three deal. 3 more years! 3 more years of Busted Open on Sirius XM Satellite Radio. And I thank the nation, man. I thank, you know, Christina from Baltimore and Deb Housen and Tony the Bus Driver and Dr. Mike and all the people that call in all the time. All the people that have supported this show for years. That hold up the LaGreca heads at live events, the Hydras, the Gabby signs that say Wardlow or Powerhouse Hobbs, all those fans. Are you not excited? 3 more years of us talking on a Wednesday about Freddie Miller from 1984. Are you not excited, Tommy?
Yes, of course I am. I'm just laughing at a lot of things, David.
You don't. 1,095 more days of Busted Open on SiriusXM.
Ah! Good stuff.
You don't know how close. How close. It came down to the 11th hour. Came down to the, and they were saying, you know what, maybe we'll replace Busted Open with Fight Club. And then last second, hell no, Busted Open, baby. Busted Open! 3 more years! And thanks to you, the Busted Open Nation, that made us number one. Number one. That's why every time I meet a Nation member, Tommy, I give them a hug. I give them a kiss. I love them. Take pictures with them. Hang out. I've had Nation members at my house. My wife's like, what are you doing? You don't even know these people. I'm like, they're family. Come on in my house. You want a taste of the pierogi? Go sit down. You've had my wife's pierogi.
They are. They're delicious.
They are.
God, I'm really just laughing a lot. Internally.
God, I love this show.
Congratulations, David. Like I said, well deserved.
And Big the Boss Nation. Man, Eddie Priscilli, Mother Marissa.
Be good.
Had to fight. They've had to fight. Had to fight. And here we are. 13 years on the air and 3 more years. And you know that's going to just lead to more and more years because of the Nation, because of the fans, Tommy. You know it. You meet the Nation all the time.
Jimmy Smith, he could replace you.
Jimmy Smith's got unlocking the vault. That comes on later on in the day.
Just get up earlier. Talk about wrestling. Tom Hannifin, he's got his eyes. He's got lust in his eyes for your job. But
It's not about me. It's not about me, Tommy. It's about the show. It's about Busted Open. I wanted this to stay our home. I didn't want to leave.
People would have turned off. They would have inundated SiriusXM with letters. And the people there would be like, what's a letter?
Oh, yeah. It would just pile up on a desk somewhere because nobody would actually know how to open up an envelope.
It's not an email. What?
Now we're gonna add content. We're going to get bigger and bigger, Tommy. We have a lot of ideas. Precious Paul Ehrlich has got a lot of ideas about expansion of the Busted Open brand.
All right. We'll see about that one.
Gabby loves it here. Honest to God, what would Gabby do without Busted Open? What would she do? She would have a life. She would actually be out there and have a life. That's what would happen. But now she doesn't. She has no life because she's a part of this show.
Sorry, Gabby.
Yeah, we apologize, but we're better for it.
We are.
Mike Tomczak, our video guy, what would he be videotaping? God only knows what he would be videotaping. We're keeping that guy out of jail by keeping him here on Busted Open. Seriously. Andre, who don't know Andre? Well, I don't even want to think about what Andre would be doing without this show.
He's a producing giant.
He is the producing giant.
He'd be producing somewhere else.
Got to give a shout out to Mother Marissa out there because she's been a big supporter of the show. Doug Mortman, obviously still a VP here. Mike Riker, our first ever producer. So many people have been a part of this foundation of now what is Busted Open. So proud to be a part. So proud to be a part. I'm just a part of this. Tommy, we're all in this together. We're all part of the Busted Open family.
David, you created the show. Stop it.
Can we get Ole Anderson on? I want to get Ole Anderson
for your day.
On.
He'd say, you're overpaid.
Fucking Vince McMahon, July 14th, 1984. He decided the first match he wanted fucking Nick DiCarlo and SD Jones as the first, you know, going up against the tag team champions as the first match from 3 months prior.
As opposed to Gordon Solie sitting at the podium with smoke bellowing up because he still has the lit cigarette underneath the desk.
That's right. Probably a glass of vodka as well, which is fine.
We're going to see Austin Idol take on. And we're going to get clips from the Omni.
And the Open from July 14th, 1994 was the Georgia Championship Wrestling Open.
showing Austin Idol and Stan Hansen and everybody
That's
else.
The ultimate fraud show, right?
Yeah.
There.
When you hear that Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, you're probably thinking, what's the catch? Well, there isn't one. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overage. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. It's crystal clear, and it doesn't kill my monthly budget. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
This is Adam Schein, host of the Adam Schein Podcast, here to tell you you can listen to my podcast all year round. I'll give you my NFL picks against the spread, give you fantasy advice all season long, while being joined by the best guests in all of sports. He's Aaron Rodgers of the Green Bay Packers.
This is what I expect. You know, I expect to play well every year.
We release episodes of the Adam Schein Podcast every week. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast or listen on the SXM app, included with most subscriptions.
The Adam Schein Podcast.
Our very own Mickey James going up against Mia Yim, which could be Mickey James' last ever match this Friday night. So let's bring in our guest, Mia Yim. Mia, thank you so much for the time this morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys?
We're good. We're talking today about moments that cut you the hardest. And you, Dave, prefaced you coming on. You could affect this. You could be changing the course of people's lives Friday.
Yes.
As well as your own, because I know how much respect and admiration you have. Mickey actually called in from the UK to put you over. But if you beat Mickey, she's stepping away from the business. She's retiring. You will have cut someone so deep across the thing. Like, going into this, what's your like mindset?
Listen, I don't want to, but I can't allow myself to take it easy on her, because that is just not what I've been taught and brought up in. So Mickey coming up to me asking for this match, one, she says she wants a challenge for herself, but this is also a challenge for me, because I was probably 10 matches or less deep when I first wrestled her. So I was a baby in the game, and I watched her growing up to a point where I grew up in California, but I started training in Virginia, and I scouted and found the school that she trained in Virginia. And that's where I started training. So I trained in the same school that she trained, try to follow in her footsteps, and actually got to wrestle her with, you know, 10 or less matches in. So, it's a big deal to me. And as much as I love and respect Mickey, I won't allow myself to just give her the easy win. If she's going to win, she's going to have to work for it. And if I don't want to retire her, but, if I have to, then that is something I have to do. And for those hearts that are going to be broken, I apologize. It is not malicious, but if I'm the one to do it, then I will do it.
Well, Mia, think of it this way. As much as you love and respect Mickey James, and as much as you don't want to be the one to possibly retire her, we all know that Mickey James is a first ballot Hall of Famer. The day she retires, you know, she'll be in multiple pro wrestling Hall of Fames. And you will forever be remembered as the person who ended her career. There does come some clout with that. Like, there is a passing of the torch, if you will. Do you feel that? If you're able to gain victory on Friday night at Bound for Glory.
I understand that. I just, I hate the whole clout thing. I hate the whole clout chasing thing. And my biggest thing is, as long as I can, if I retire Mickey, but still earn her respect and the respect of others, that's what I care about. So if she is passing the torch down to me, that's a big deal to me. So when Gail retired and when I was able to win the Knockouts title from her, to me, that felt like the passing of the torch. And that was a monumental moment for me. And if I'm able to do the same with Mickey, then yeah, that will be another monumental step in my career. But like I said, I don't want it to seem like I'm trying to retire Mickey just because I want her out of the business. I want her to wrestle forever. I want her to wrestle even after I'm retired. I just feel like she has so much to give to the wrestling business still to this day and for years to come. I think she still has a long way to go. And there's still girls watching wrestling, even, you know, her older stuff, and they still look up to her. And I think that she can inspire even more generations. And I don't want to stop that, but listen, this is what she wanted. So I can't deny her that challenge.
Well, she wants to fight, you know, she said she wants to fight everybody. She wants to prove that she is still the best, and you are one of the best. It's such a interesting matchup. First of all, my mind is blown, and I wish creatively I would have known that you searched and went to the same school as Mickey. That's an amazing story. Like, I love that stuff. And the fact that you're, you know, wrestling her, but I mean, you have something to prove as well. And so does she. It's a very, very big marquee matchup, you know, and Bound for Glory is, you know, Impact Wrestling's one of, you know, major shows. It's just, that is so, so unique. And also props. I was going to text you. This week is you and Giselle Shaw, and what a match you guys had. I watched the whole thing, and man, it was great. It was Giselle's best match I've ever seen her have, and I'll gladly say that on the air. But you two, especially you, and I've told you this, you have such a unique ability as well as connection with people, and Mickey has that as well, and that's why I think this is such an interesting matchup.
Yeah, I'm very excited for it. And I haven't really talked much about when I first started and scouting Mickey's school and stuff, because I don't want to seem like
it was a little creeper.
Yeah, just a little bit. But it's cool now to know where my career ended up and like where it's going to now going into Friday. Like every day that I would just be tired of training or like just wanting to take the week off or whatever, like I would come in and her picture would be on the wall. And this was when she was like at the height of her WWE career. And it's like looking at that picture motivated me to come the next day and then the next day. So it was motivating just to see her picture there. It's like, you know what? I'm gonna have my picture next to her too. And even with this match with Giselle, like, everyone knows in real life, we're really close. And I wanted to give her the best match to date. And I feel like this was just the beginning. And I'm hoping that the next time we wrestle, it's going to be for a longer time, but it's going to be even better. And that's what I'm always striving for. And I know for a fact, because Mickey and I haven't wrestled since what, 2011, that this match is automatically going to be better. But I feel that this match is also going to be much more of an obstacle for her than it was back then, because I have found myself, I have learned all over the world, different styles. And we've teamed with each other in Impact, but this is going to be the first time we're going against each other since 2011. So it's a whole different person she's wrestling. Right. And I don't know if she's going to be expecting the same girl or not, but I'm a fighter now, and I'm gonna apologize ahead of time.
that music mashup that someone did of the two of you, by the way, was amazing. Of the entrances, I seen.
Oh yeah.
On the socials. I don't know how they do that stuff, but that was really, really a cool thing. I was also thinking about, what if we booked Trish versus Mickey versus you? Oh, ho, ho.
Oh my gosh. I wouldn't know what to do. Listen, I grew up watching like Gail, Lita, Trish, Mickey. I grew up with them. So I'm just like,
when you also say about that photo, just to let you, I had a picture, my first ever 8x10 I would stare at it. It was a bloody picture of Dusty Rhodes holding a cowbell. And I would say, this is going to be me. And I would stare at this picture so long, like sometimes I think the eyes would move. And I'm just like, I envisioned myself that. And that's where, like, when people say, if you can envision it, it could happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that for you. Man, there's another good creative point we missed here. Can't wait to yell at Scott DeMore when he comes on at 11 o'clock.
But you know, to Tommy's point, Mia, like, you've had some great accomplishments in your career. So when you look at your career, like, what more is in that bucket list for you to accomplish?
Man, there's so much, but I can't pinpoint like just one or two. Like, I think, like, I'm getting older now and I'm married, and I never once thought I would ever get married, but that happened. And now we're talking about children. So it's like real life versus wrestling. What's the priority now? And obviously real life is the priority, but now it's like all the things that when I first started wrestling, I made my checklist and I, you know, go to Japan, done it over 10 times. Get signed to WWE, done that, win the, you know, go to TNA and win the title, did that. So like, I've done a lot of things, but now it's like, you know what? I want a Knockouts championship reign to be even better than the last. I want an actual opportunity in WWE that is like, if I sink or swim, it is on me. I want, like, now I'm going back, like, I want these opportunities, but to make it better than the last time I did it. So it's like, I did the original ideas that I wanted to do, but now I just want to do it better. So it's like, okay, do I do that now? Or should I wait, do it later? Like, now real life, I'm grown now. I'm a old lady now. So it's just trying to balance that real life and wrestling. And do I have to do all those things again? Like, I've already done it. It's a juggling. I'm juggling. I don't know.
And no, I think that's life, right? You know, mm-hmm. You know, you come up with accomplishments when you're much younger and you're first starting out, and before you know it, you're a veteran and you've been doing it. And then real life takes over, like you said, which is happiness, you know, getting married, you know, maybe starting a family. So your priorities and your goals over the course of time are going to ultimately change.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that, like, now that I'm older, I know so much more about wrestling that I'm like, dang, why didn't I like know this when I was younger? So then I could have done the stuff that I like, I don't know. It's just, I know so much now that I'm like, oh, if only I could just go back and change things. And yeah, it's crazy.
If I give you some wisdom here, wrestling will always be here for you.
I know.
Remember that. And so will your fans. My last question for you, we're talking about things that cut you so, so deep in professional wrestling, like could possibly happen this Friday if you retire, Mickie James. Is there one angle? Is there one something in particular that totally affected you as a fan? Maybe you've changed the course of your life like it has for me and David so, so much.
Trying to think. Honestly, I think my relationship with Gail, and I put Gail over it with in every interview, but I can't help it because I think my relationship with her has definitely changed not just my career, but like my life, because she is someone that I watched growing up and I She was the only Asian wrestler that I saw that can go. And I felt her presence, her energy through the TV screen. And then when people's like, don't meet your heroes. And I met her and I was just very intimidated, nervous. And then to fight, like, now I consider her family. She was at my wedding, and it's just that relationship, I think, changed everything for me, because it gave me hope that, like, you can have idols in the business, but you can also have genuine friendships that, you know, that no matter what, they're going to support you and they're not going to backstab you or use you as a stepping stone or bury you or whatever. Like, you know that they are genuine, and if you mess up, they're going to let you know, and they're not going to sugarcoat anything. But if you do something good, then you know that it's real, because they're not just trying to blow your head up. So I think that really gave me the humbleness and the realization that, like, okay, I'm good, but I could be better, because, like, Gail is straight up with me. Whether I have a good match or a bad match, she's straight up. And it's nice to know that I can go to her when I want, like, the truth, and she ain't going to BS me.
Very cool.
Mia, yeah. Thank you so much for the time. Again, like Tommy said, happiness is the priority. So I wish you very much luck in the future. I don't know if I'm going to wish you luck for Friday night, because Mickie James is one of my favorite people. But have a great match. And again, have a great Bound for Glory. And thanks for the time.
Thank you so much. And please know that I love Mickie. I love her and respect her to pieces. This is not what I want. This is what she wants.
All right.
We'll find out on Friday night. Mia, seriously, thanks for the time.
Thank you, guys.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Foundation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Coco Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.